Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
We ain't the feds, what does that mean? Ain't taking no prisoners. Come to the pad, what is it we have? Them bullies, this isn't her. You stand with us, if you just like us, you know ain't no prison her. We train them to go, you think this ain't slow, you get your feelings hurt. You must have forgot, before all of this, all we ever did was dirt. We changed for a lot, but for a lot, we put in quicker work. You met a real dude, you wasn't real too, the reason it didn't work. Had you kept it 100 with us, you would be over where we were. Now you trapped in the street, the rest of the life, while we in the cinema. You got a red jacket, we got a black bus, it feels better than killing ya. They asked me why I left you alive to put you in a hearse. I told them it's cause I'm a Muslim and stunned right in front of them, hurts even worse. Went out like a bra, turning your car, I should carry your purse. I had the same choice, but I'd rather die than put on a skirt. You government witness, I witnessed the government put you to work. You wearing a wire, I wearing a powder, I bit on a shirt.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Me and the homies been to the pen, we swear we ain't going back. But we ain't doing no tellers, we'll let you fill in the blank for that. The feds is listening in for me, they know this ain't a rap. As long as they killing like this in my city, they give me the right to carry a strap. So what I'm a felon, I can't protect family, I ain't going for that. I'ma protect them, whoever don't like it, I even got some for that. I know the truth, so keep it moving, what is the meaning for that? Come over here, trying to be bullied, we in the bullying back. Graduated the streets with honors, die for giving them back. What does that mean? You see me dead, the city feds making me crap. As a matter of fact, the homies I got, the type of the keys for that. That's why we retract and show you our back, save us from having you whack. Legitimate millions headed to billions, we would be ignorant for that. Instead of regret, build a close-knit circle and keep it intact. We trace you back to your roots for proof you could be a rat. Though me and my dogs is out of the streets, you still ain't our type of cat.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Last when I leave, we send you away, you real, you still enough. The secret to getting some millions with us is keeping it real with us. You faking and thinking ain't showing food, you know the difference is. We know how I feel, it being a jail, something like Venice is. Cause we refuse to watch them starve, they call us menaces. Our justice is done in the street, cause it won't be known when they sentence us. Matter of fact, when they sentence us, have every intention of ending us. So my intention is hold the proceedings before I ever get in the cuff. Cause they'll kill you out in the cuff. Lying say he wasn't giving up. Their definition of giving up is let them do all they want to us. No matter how peaceful, it's not enough. The last one was peaceful, shot him up. So why even try? I might as well shoot. Cause he gon' lie, say that I had a gun. So what is the difference to having one? Well, you still gon' kill me for having none. I might as well have it and play it by ear. In case you the type that I pull it on. Cause if you the type that I pull it on, I care less about the uniform. It's easy to leave me the way that you meet me, and neither one of us is going home.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Clean my pants, y'all. Picked up my fancy clothes. Every owner in the house, but no recap. made it, sending my first lick. When it's time, I was sipping on my first lick. Hit the game, I started as a lookout. See the fly cars at the big Willie's push out. Took bikes, Papa Willie's by the cookout. That was that summer, I was supposed to be bumper. It paid better, but the risk was worse. Stay the fly 11s, copping kicks with the work. It didn't work, I was fucking up the re-up. Bottles at the tunnel, that was 98. I called Poppy for the bundle. Measy 10 grand, felt like a 100. This Gucci belt's by the stomach with guns in them. It's only wealth that we want if you run with them. To the death or to the feds, come get them. Bird gang money, it started off that Bird gang money. New cars and that third lane money.
Just leave my fancy car.
A new Ferrari.
Picked up my fancy clothes.
Got them trues ready.
We own in a hot spot, no.
Yep.
We got the boss, we got the
Patron
boss.
And Rosé.
Bird gang money.
Joe.
Bird gang, baby.
Bird gang money.
No, we.
Bird gang money, man.
Bird gang money.
Matrix.
Yeah. Money.
Getting money is the hardest. Hard. Your first 100 grand is a charm. Your first school million, you're an artist. Especially if the niggas up the block sell garbage. Just hold it, crumbles all apart when you hold it. Wasn't naturally born a crook, I was molded. Drugs kept my uncles in the green, so I sold it. Even learned to smell a good grade through the packing. Headed Midwest and got financial backing. Started networking with the Willies on credit. Any concepts of being robbed, I was dead it. Anybody get it? Don't come a day later with the ape money. Gotta play it out cause I said it. Sauce and acquittal. Coming in the club with my entourage. Me, I'm the boss in the middle. The brain in the brawn. Rock a house note round the neck. Lot of letters for the chain and the John. Come on, man.
Just leave my fancy car.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo. Picked up my fancy clothes.
No bricks, just rims to flip. Nigga stunt, then your man's a flip. Get em. Situation real, then your man's a hit.
What?
You slow on the getaway, the can you get?
Hit.
You circle the block, we play track and fail. A lot of real niggas on that track I kill.
B.I.P.
But you know me, forever manning up. Never sit down when I pee, forever standing up.
Marvin,
I'm a boss, so I'm calling the shots. Big homie pioneer the block.
Not true.
You wanna pump, nigga, I tell you when and where at. Don't face fight, I'm not the one to stare at. Matter of fact, dog, you and your main sex. The back of cop car, dogs pointing your index. I guess you could, cause you'll save me the ball. But somebody gonna die if a hammer get pulled.
Just leave my fancy car. Picked up my fancy clothes. Every owner.
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing tonight? It's time for a new episode of the Peppy and Snap Radio Show. I'm your man, Snap.
I'm your man, Peppy.
And it's time for episode 14, bro. How you doing this week, man?
Can't complain. Peaceful.
Peaceful?
Yep. That's all I can ask.
Loving. Respectful.
Yep.
All the above.
Yep.
I know everybody, we run a little late tonight. We, to adjust our time. And where's my phone at? I need to post on the social media to let them know that we are busy. So, before we get started tonight, anything you got to get off your chest? Anything? Anything that's going on? Anything you want the people to know? Anything special?
Right off. Not right off.
Not right off the top of your head, man?
I like eating off of you.
Oh, my goodness.
You throw me an assist, and I take a field.
All right, well, I guess tonight's show, man, we got a title of tonight's show, but I got a few things I want us to discuss tonight, sir. But tonight's title is Hip Hop is Gay. It was Hip Hop is Gay Hop. We're going to talk about that, but it's going to be deeper than the whole concept of hip hop being gay. But before we get into that, the main topic of today, the first thing I want to talk about is this, man. And I be wrong, so that's why I'm gonna bounce it off of you, brother, and then you let me know, you know, how you feel about it, because, you know, that's the good thing about our show. We don't necessarily have to 100% agree on everything, but we do have things to discuss, right? And I've been listening to other radio shows of people from our culture, and their conversation always gears towards, you know, how they changed the gun law across the country where you don't have to have a permit to carry a handgun or weapon, right?
Right.
And everybody's out here running around preaching, talking about, oh my God, pastors, all black folks gonna kill each other more. But and the part that bothers me, man, there's nobody that stands up and say,
can we kill each other anymore?
Well, yeah, that's part of it too. But the thing that I have is, why do y'all just think that we are the worst of and we patronize that? It's almost like black folks don't kill each other no more than any other group of people.
Every race is killing itself.
A new disease come out, black folks is the number one. It's like every time, and I get tired of hearing black folks talk about how we are always like it's almost like, you know how you got like a bunch of bad children that have no guidance, no control. That's how they talk about black people. Like black people don't have no control over their moral compass. You know what I'm saying? And they act like this is about the death of us because they passing this gun, this new gun. So what you think about that, bro?
I understand the panic, but it ain't no different. It's, like I said, we've been brainwashing and looking at it like, why do you need a permit anyway to defend yourself? Somebody got to permit you to defend yourself at all costs. What, you see what I'm saying? You don't need no permit. You right. Why we even ever was a permit to begin with? Ask that question. When you started out with the right to defend yourself and stay alive the best way possible, you know, when somebody's being offensive towards you.
And so you should be able to defend yourself.
Right. You don't need nobody else to tell you that. What other man can tell you can't?
So what do you feel about how they just make black people like that? Mama and daddy got to control us. Like, why do you feel about people to get out there who talk like black people or like dumb animals? How does that make you feel? And these are black people that's doing this.
Like I say, we ain't in no more danger. The people who probably killing ain't wouldn't have a gun permit no way.
Right. That's another thing, too. Right. Most
so
people.
You tell me now the other guys that didn't have gun permits that wasn't carrying guns, now they carrying guns because you ain't got to have one. And they going to all of a sudden start carrying them and start killing just because they can carry them, and that's been holding them back from killing. No, it hasn't.
No, it hasn't.
So, same killers is going to kill. You know what I mean? They ain't going to kill no more than they was going to kill. They probably can't have a permit more than likely.
Right.
Ain't too many killers without felonies already that ain't on their way to get one or dead.
Exactly. But that's what they do, man. And I was just set back, man. And, you know, I sit back and I keep my mouth closed and I let people, you know, speak their opinion on things or whatever. But for some reason this week, man, it just got under my skin. Like, you know what? Enough is enough, man. Because I'm just tired. It's like politicians talk to black people like they're this big. Other black people in media talk to each other like we this big. And it's almost like, so we a bunch of damn
people
can idiots.
Only do to you what you allow. Just that simple. I don't care what else you want to say. You can only do what somebody allow. You know what I mean? If you allow it, like you said, you said a long time ago, first episode, we can beat y'all and do all this degradation to y'all and y'all still come, you know.
And beg us to for jobs and food.
And think we're going to give y'all some clean food.
And everything.
We all guilty of it because we brainwashed. Because it goes so deep that you almost can't escape it in America. It's corporation. All the corporations. Who's behind our destruction?
Us?
The corporations.
I say us.
Us. But I'm saying we didn't just start. We didn't have
it. It's us. At this
prior
point,
to
us.
Slavery, we wasn't doing all this work. I mean, somewhere.
Well, that's just it. I think that's a myth, too.
We got some righteous people of our tribe prior to slavery.
But you,
somewhere.
Do you believe that every descendant that looks like us is a descendant of slavery?
No.
Because all of us aren't descendants
of
slavery.
Some people of our descendants that was the richest in the world. Muslim and they both. Muslim, our brothers all the way. Our kind and Muslim.
Right.
We saying our kind. Nine and two, so we got two kinds that we tried. So we gotta care about both. But are we Muslim though? So we got an extra concern for the Muslim because we agree eye to eye on things.
Can't hear your mic.
And where we don't agree, we can go to get agreed on.
Right. And so I guess, like I said, man, that's what makes us different at Yizer versus mainstream, because mainstream people are going to follow the status quo. They're going to follow the line. They're not going to try to rattle no cages or whatever. And at the same time, I believe that they're doing the enemy's job for them to keep us passive, to keep us in that, like you said, brainwashed. You know what I'm saying? Because once again,
man, it's damage. A lot of damage. We got a lot of damage from our experience in this country, man. We just,
yeah.
But it's come from, like, I read a book called, what was that book? As a Man Thinketh.
Okay.
And man, it said, the oppressor and the oppressed are both participators in ignorance. And that's true. The ones letting somebody do this to them are ignorant for allowing it. And the ones willing to do it is ignorant for being willing to do it.
So do you think at this point in 2022 that we got to stop letting the ignorance just continue to be the damn leading, I guess?
It's principles over personality. That's what's the problem. We put personality over principles.
What does that mean?
That means
principles over personality. That personality over principles.
Like, okay, I ask a person. One of my daughters, I may ask them, okay, knowing what we know of them, who would you say is more of a man, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, or Biggie and Jay-Z?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying Biggie and Jay-Z ain't men. I'm saying, are they the men that Martin Luther King and Malcolm X appeared to be, you know what I mean? So we'll go with the hipper crowd,
right,
over the conscious, the knowledge.
So in other words, popularity in our culture,
yes,
gets precedence,
yes,
over,
yes,
moral,
yes,
compass,
got,
and moral,
yes,
fiber.
Yes, 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 yes. You got a person because he's got fame. They left fame. Like, fame means something. Like, it mean more. It don't mean morals.
Uh-huh.
Fame don't mean morals. Money don't mean morals. So none of that mean none of that. Morals mean morals. Like, how you operate.
So that's why when they be running these political elections and doing stuff, they bring a celebrity out to talk to the people. Like, really, like,
that's a draw.
Yeah.
A draw.
To me, that's an insult. Because they don't do that to no other. They don't do that to no other group of people. Like,
yeah,
how?
We gotta wake up, and it's us in America, though.
Yeah.
Only America. Only us in America. We got love. We the slaves. We the direct descendants of the slaves, man. Joke gotta snap out of it.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But we got a lot of learning to do. More learning than I ever thought we'd have to learn. I knew we had some learning to do. I knew we wasn't taught,
right,
in school, we with the truth.
Okay.
So if you ain't taught the truth as a baby, deliberately to be steered a direction,
right?
What do you expect?
Don't you think at some point, like I would think right now in 2020, it's our responsibility to teach our children.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You can only teach them what you know.
I'm going to give you a perfect example. Like with my daughter, Brooklyn, she went to private school, kindergarten through fifth grade. Right, all black private school, right? I purposely took her out that private school and put her in a public school from seventh grade. Well, she's going to be there sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. Then I'm going to put her in another private school for high school. But I did that on purpose, and she understood.
Culture shock.
Yes, exactly. Culture shock. And I did that on purpose because I want her to be able to deal with these other cultures out here where she can be able to maneuver in the world. But first off, I want to give her foundation of us first. Versus the other way, you send them to their schools first, and then they got their foundation. Then you got to fight forever to get them back. So I started her off under our culture, then I sent her out there to get exposed to these other cultures or whatever. And it's so crazy about it is I've seen a change in her, but I've had to fight with her to let her know, this is your foundation. I'm letting you know these situations so you can be aware, so you can maneuver in this world. Because our children, we have to raise our children to be able to be competitive, and not only in the workforce, but also in society. because we live in a society that for some reason they make a decision on what our kids should do or learn and think that that's supposed to be the way it goes. And that's why we're going to talk about that tonight.
Is to create a workforce. Not going to, we teach them greater than that. We're going to teach them to create a workforce.
Mm-hmm.
Not to go in the workforce. They ain't saying they ain't going to go in it. We saying teaching them to create one. So we know that's the worst case, they're going to have a job.
Right. Or sometimes you go in there to get training to understand. It's like going to boot camp, and then but you're coming out, you're not staying. But on that note, people, oh, go ahead.
People that's already got skills that can teach the skills they got. Older,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Now you can pass it down to people that the kids can go where they naturally, where their natural skill set to take them.
Right.
You gauge that along the way, and you'll see. You fall into your now. Some people got multiple talents. You know, great at multiple things. So you just have to let them naturally fall into their slot and have somebody there with the knowledge in that field to take them to the heights at the youngest age possible. So when they get to the earliest point that they can professionally do something, they ready.
And then, right.
And there you go. They get top pay at the lowest age, and that's how they come and start. And that's every kid, have every kid in a situation like that. Everyone falls right that wants it.
Right.
The ones that don't want nothing and got other problems,
they ain't going to get it.
Have something for them too, but it won't be that.
Gotcha. Yep. You're right. Well, on that note, we're going to take a break and we get back. You listening to the Peppy and Snap Radio Show. I'm your man, Snap.
I'm your man, Peppy.
We'll be back in a second.
Our dream of life is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
We ain't the feds, what does that mean? Ain't taking no prisoners. Come to the pad, what is it we have? Them bullies, this isn't her. You still with us, if you just like us, you know ain't no prison her. We train them to go, you think this ain't slow, you get your feelings hurt. You must have forgot, before all of this, all we ever did was dirt. We changed for a lot, but for a lot, we put in quicker work. You met a real dude, you wasn't real too, the reason it didn't work. Had you kept it 100 with us, you would be over where we were. Now you trapped in the streets the rest of the life while we in the cinema. You got a red jacket, we got about buses, it's better than killing ya. They asked me why I left you alive to put you in a hearse. I told them it's cause I'm a Muslim and stunned right in front of them, hurts even worse. Went out like a bra, turned in your car, should carry your purse. I had the same choice, but I'd rather die than put on a skirt. You government witness, I witnessed the government put you to work. You wearing a wire, I wearing a powder, I bit on a shirt.
Our dream of life is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Me and the homies been to the pen, we swear we ain't going back. But we ain't doing no tellers, we'll let you fill in the blank for that. The feds is listening in for me, they know this ain't a rap. As long as they killing like this in my city, they give me the right to carry a strap. So what, I'm a felon, I can't protect family, I ain't going for that. I'ma protect them, whoever don't like it, I even got some for that. I know the truth, so keep it moving, what is the meaning for that? Come over here, trying to be bullied, we in the bullying back. Graduated the streets with honors, die for giving them back. What does that mean? You see me dead, to see the feds making me crack. As a matter of fact, the homie got the type that'll kill you for that. That's why we retract and show you our back, save us from having you whack. Legitimate millions headed to billions, we would be ignorant for that. Instead of regret, build a close-knit circle and keep it intact. We trace you back to your roots for proof you could be a rat. Though me and my dogs is out of the streets, you still ain't our type of cat.
Our dream of life is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Last but not least, we send you away. You real, you're still enough. The secret to getting some millions with us is keeping it real with us. You faking and thinking ain't showing food. You know the difference is. We know how I feel to be in a jail, thinking like sentences. Cause we refuse to watch them starve, they call us menaces. Our justice is done in the street cause it won't be known when they sentence us. Matter of fact, when they sentence us, have every intention of ending us. So my intention is hold the proceedings before I ever get in the cuff. Cause they'll kill you out in the cuff, lying say he wasn't giving up. Their definition of giving up is let them do all they want to us. No matter how peaceful, it's not enough. The last one was peaceful, shot him up. So why even try? I might as well shoot. If he gon' lie, say that I had a gun. So what is the difference to having one? Well, you still gon' kill me for having none. I might as well have it and play it by ear, in case you the type that I pull it on. Cause if you the type that I pull it on, I care less about the uniform. It's easy to leave me the way that you leave me, and neither one of us is going home.
A dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
What's up, man? You listen to the Peppy and Snap radio show. I'm your man, Snap.
I'm your man, Peppy.
Let me get some announcements. We got some announcements now, Peppy, because it's time for us to start getting some money.
Okay.
We need to fund the war. We need to fund the movement.
Right.
So Peppy and Snap is made possible by members of YizerRadio.com at $14.99 a month and or YizerTV.com at $24.99 per month. Members, thank you so much for your support,
thank you.
Without you, there is no Yizer. Also, Peppy and Snap is also made possible by ongoing individual direct contribution for the people who directly love us on Twitter, and they $8.33. From the Peppy and Snap loyal supporters. If you would like to make a direct contribution to the Peppy and Snap show, go to shopyizer.com. That's shopyizer.com. That's YIZZOR, and thank you for all that you give on the behalf of us and the Peppiest Snap staff and Yizer. We love you and appreciate you. And yes, I know I got a typo.
Thank you again.
And last but not least, and finally, Peppiest Snap would like to thank our major funding sponsor, Digital Guard. If you need cameras for your home or business, go to preventhomecrimes.com or preventbusinesscrimes.com. These sponsors do the heavy lifting around here and make sure that the lights stay on, because we need our lights, sir.
We need our lights.
And once again, thank you to Yizer members.
No lights, no action.
No lights, no action. Thank you for the Yizer members, the direct supporters, and the major funding sponsors. Now back to the show.
Here we go again.
We got to pay the bills. We got to make some money. Yes, please support the movement, you guys, because, you know, Yizer is kind of like public radio. It's community supported. You see what I'm saying? We don't take no corporate dollars or whatever. Any contribution to Yizer is for people who understand and want to support the movement of Yizer. We're not selling out. But we still believe in commerce and commercialism because it's the only business.
Right. We're not going to get addicted to nobody's money.
Right. And we ain't going to take nobody's money who think they can tell us what to do and what to say. Because after tonight's show, what we about to get into right now, bro, somebody might try to cancel us with on one of other networks. So now,
you know, I gotta, you know, mama say I get us out of some trouble with you.
No, you do. Did you send mama the number? Did you send mama the number tonight?
She
can hear if she calling the number. Oh. She can hear us live. Right. It's just like if she don't want to hear us later on down the line, you have to be a member. All right. So now, this is why I'm talking about this tonight, bro. Matter of fact, the number one. You know what the number one so-called urban television show is right now, bro?
Oh, I ain't even been watching no TV.
That's good, and you shouldn't, and none of us should, okay? Matter of fact, do me a favor, Peppy. Talking to them, I got to make sure that it's working next door real quick.
Yo. This thing done got Major pulling modern-day capers. Went from Carlos the Keys to slinging rap in my papers.
Technology side. So yeah. So the number one, and I had to bring this up because the other two shows, look, there's a documentary on Yizer right now. Look, Marcus Peppy right there on the One God channel, Islam and Jill. There's a documentary that's on the One God channel on Yizer right now. You gotta check it out, bro.
Yeah, I got
it's deep. Anyway, so
definitely see that.
The other two of our shows this week was talking about, if we had some ladies, you know, on the Talk to Tana show. That's when the females come in. So we got to listen to what the queens are talking about, right? Mm-hmm. And so the queens was talking about there's this TV show that's called P-Valley. That's like the number one so-called urban television show right now, right? You've heard of it?
Yeah.
And the theme of the show is supposed to be about a strip club down in Mississippi, right? The strip club is owned by a dude that dresses and wants to be a woman, right? Well, the reason why tonight's title is Hip Hop is Gay Hop is because one of the main characters, he's our up-and-coming rapper. And so, of course, what they do is give him the rapper nigga uniform. You heard me. I said the word nigga. And you guys know I only use the word nigga, and I don't use it in a term of endearment. I use it for the simple fact that I'm going to insult you.
Right.
Because that's how it's supposed to be used. And also, a nigga is not a race or a color. Nigga is, to me,
behavior.
A behavior and a mind state. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a behavior and a mind state. So you the lowest of the low. Do whatever, you have no moral compass, and you are a nigga. Donald Trump's a nigga.
A nigga is a dude that told me he would rather pay money out of his pocket to get his roof and his fence fixed than to let me make that money without moving a muscle and just getting it done.
What? Say that again? He what?
He said he would rather pay more out of his pocket and to let me make the money without having to do the work. Getting the work done on his house, but not having to do the work myself physically.
I don't understand that. What do you mean?
I was going to get it done through insurance. So I wasn't going to have to do nothing. Just get somebody to do it. I'm going to get my money off the top. He would rather pay out his pocket than see me make that money.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's a nigga.
Yeah.
I get
you
it.
Know
right,
he
right.
$1,000 deductible, get his roof and his fence fixed. He would rather pay $1,000 just to get the fence fixed, not even get the roof fixed, just to let me not to make that money. Told me that out of say out of his own mouth, and I said, "Dang, is that smart?" He said, "Nope." I said, "Why we bring that up?
Right?
Why we bring up something dumb that we both admit is we grown men to say something dumb, and you're gonna stand on some dumb stuff?" I said, "You're right. This conversation over. We got to talk more."
That's that nigga stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
And to this show here, this P Valley show. So what they do, they give this rapper the nigga uniform. He got the gold teeth, tattoo on his face, sagging pants, mumble rapping. You know what I'm saying? Nigga this, you know, the typical shit, right? But they done took it a step above now. Now they even made him a homo thug.
Publicly. Oh.
So not only is he, oh, well,
I mean, they doing it now. I mean,
yeah.
I guess you can't call Nas X the thug. Okay, what's the other one? Young thug.
Young dude. Yeah.
Like so that's what they're doing it in real life.
That's what they're doing in real life
and
now.
Locking them up, like
yeah.
That's
what's going on now,
that's
bro.
Hey,
and that's what hip hop is now, bro. You cannot be in hip hop now if you not boy.
That's why we not going to that hip hop over there.
Yeah, we not
to a whole nother one.
Yes,
we putting out music.
Yes,
we doing all ours on a whole nother. We starting a whole nother music.
Yes, we're not touching mainstream.
We don't do no songs. And we ain't no disrespecting nobody, but we sticking with our own
right
self.
So. Somebody asked a question, asked a brother, some brothers that was in here, would you, so this last episode that they said is so bad, it's so graphic, bro, that females are like, ooh, like changing the channel. So watch that, right? So they are actually having sex scenes on this particular TV show. Man, where they're showing homosexual sex on these shows, and there are two black men or men of, that ain't men of culture. Those are black men, because we are culture. Is the difference between we're not a color,
we're
a culture.
Black man,
right? We're not even
it's
black.
Like, yeah, that's our problem too.
Yes,
because who else you know named after color anywhere other two? They call black and white, right?
Right.
The Mexicans ain't named after they named after Mexico.
Right.
Africans they say they after Africa.
Yeah, Africa.
Europeans they after Europeans.
We're Americans,
man.
Bottom line.
That's what we are.
We are culture, not a color.
Color people.
Yes.
People with melanin in their skin,
yes.
In America.
And we're Americans.
We're the descendants of them people with melanin in their skin that was enslaved all them years.
Or the ones who won't.
And we ain't figured out who all of us have them, but we still trying to figure out who we were prior to that because they done erased all our history out of our brain.
Yes, they have.
We're trying to go back and find out who we are.
That's what we're here to do.
That's going to lead us to where we going.
Yes.
Because if you don't, like I said, if you don't know where you're coming from, how you gonna know where you're going? How, what direction? How you know to get the direction?
That's why they gotta come over here to guys.
My mama say how she stepped it. How did that feel, like, to know niggas and stuff?
Right.
I asked her. I was like, she's like, man, we had our own farms. And
yeah.
I was like, okay, that's how y'all looked at it. Y'all didn't have to go deal with
it. Didn't have to deal with
it. Let me shut up.
No, don't shut up.
What fool ran us into that fire?
I give you a whole bunch of fools' names. Dang. You want me to get,
see,
want me to get a list?
What?
But they didn't know no
but
better. Or did they know any
know
better?
You know what we done seen with our people? What? One got to talking and, you know, the gift of gab to go create some noise with his gift of gab, but ain't, that's all. He's going to make a lot of noise, though.
Right.
No economic backing.
No economic backing.
Ones with the economic backing ain't got sense enough to go arm up enough to defend the wealth when they get it.
Yes.
That's the problem.
The do for self movement. That's why you got the do for self movement. You got to do for both.
And then protect it. Cause you can,
and
they
protect
got,
it.
If they got, if who you know going, who you, it's happened before, so it ain't like we act like it ain't happened.
Right.
So that's going, you acting like you asking for somebody to be, you know what I mean?
Passive and uninformed.
Unrealistic.
And unrealistic. All the above.
I'm not saying it's gonna happen again. I'm saying, but you at least would have to prepare for
sure.
This ain't the same times where, but it is the same time because the same stuff is going on. Matter of fact, I don't know. It's a lot. We're getting abused by other.
But the thing is like this though, man.
Our own too.
There was a question that was put out there, asking men from our culture, would you take that movie role to play one of those dudes is in a gay sex scene with another man for $5 million. And you would be amazed on how many.
All of them gay.
Would
every
say
last,
yes.
Every last one of them. They, or they don't, you know. I said I was.
Ain't enough money in the world.
If you're willing to let somebody believe you gay, you gay.
I agree.
If you're willing to let somebody believe it as a man, that you willing to let somebody believe that you'll be with another man.
Yes. And do a good job at it. Like, that's just convincing. But see, that's what people go. They'll go, but that's acting.
Man, it is.
But they say, that's acting. That's acting. Like, no, it's certain things that you have to have.
Man, like,
dude, at border.
Empire played a fag. You know?
Who did?
Empire, the star of power. Ghost.
Ghost played a fag?
Man,
never seen
in
that.
A music video.
Are you serious?
Not lying.
What music video?
I don't remember the video.
And you know I'm going to look it up.
On the conspiracy thing.
I'm about
yeah,
to find this. Ghost plays a fag in a music video. Like, well, how? Fag, hell.
No,
like,
how? Do it.
No, it don't matter. Right. But was he singing or something?
It don't matter how. Do it.
It don't matter.
Okay.
But on that note, speaking of hip-hop and so.
I ain't going to even say. I'm going to say that's why you don't do it. Because even if you ain't gay, they going to give you credit for being gay. So if
you said give you credit.
If you don't want to have a stigma about being that.
Don't do it.
Ain't never been no, nothing. That ain't never been nothing that was going to be okay in our culture. When did it become okay? When did what opened?
That's what we're going to talk about tonight.
What gate opened?
That's what we're going to talk about tonight.
They talking about generation. Y'all ain't got the same. Y'all didn't grow up like us with the same shame and stuff.
Well,
you know I mean?
Well, we're going to go
and
back.
Same,
we're going to...
Same ethics. Like, it wasn't no... Ain't no...
Well, we
can't
about
be
to...
aroused by your same sex. How you aroused by your same sex?
Well, we're going to talk about that tonight on hip-hop. Like, I'm about to play this clip.
Mental
from
illness, some... mental illness. I see some strong dudes.
Yeah?
Some strong dudes in the joint. Break week for boys. And this maybe it blew my mind, man. I'm talking about... I'm
yeah.
Like, wow, I seen the transgender with their joint still because they ain't here with us. So
right.
That blew my mind. Like... Looking like a woman, pretty and everything, and it blew my mind. I wanted to look ugly. I wanted to be ugly.
Yeah.
It's not ugly.
It's not ugly. It's like a beautiful
so
woman.
It scared me. I'm like, man, you, what the hell? This is what's going on out there. I want.
That would make
man,
you.
I want, man, look.
That make you lose your mind.
With kids or something. You can't. You
Yeah, man. Let me play that clip, man, because that's deep what you just did.
I'm keeping real
through
my mind. I ain't, look.
This is a crystal rapper.
What do you think about the Mr. C charge? When you pled guilty?
Yo, Blast, Mr. C's a legend, man. More power to him. I don't know what his situation is. I ain't looking to the case. I'm not copping out either. I ain't looking to none of that. Did that surprise me? To the millionth percent when I heard it. But what? Once again, whatever his preference is, it's up to him. You know what I'm saying? I ain't here to tell nobody what they do or what, whatever the case, what's right or what's wrong.
We asked, I remember I interviewed Mano, and I asked him if he would ever do a song with a gay rapper. Mm-hmm. And what he said was, he's pretty sure that he already has. Do you think that he's
done songs? I'm pretty sure I've done...
Do you think you've done songs with gay rappers?
Yeah, I think I've done songs with gay rappers.
I'm pretty sure that.
You
don't have to name.
I'm pretty sure the football niggas is gay, the basketball niggas is gay. There's millions of gay people in the world. Yeah, girls too. Like, we, you know, they just, for some reason, once again, I'm not a fan of that shit either. I'm a fan of, yo, I'm gay. What the fuck? Like, 2011, you gotta hide that you're gay? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, be real. Like, yo, I'm gay. What the fuck? If you gay, you gay. Like, that's your preference. You know? Fuck it if the people don't like it.
In a field like hip-hop, which is very, very...
It's cool. It's the greatest. It's the greatest gay market in the world.
Boom. Do you think that it'll ever be...
The hip-hop community is most likely owned by gay, to be honest with you.
Do you think they'll be...
They're owned by gay. I happen to think there's a gay mafia in hip-hop.
Right.
Not rappers. You know, the editorial presidents of magazines.
Sure.
The PDs at radio stations, the people who give you award at award shows, this is a fucking gay mafia, my man.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? They are in power. So why wouldn't a guy come out and say, yo, I'm gay, and get that type of love?
Great dog.
I mean, Lady Gaga, I don't know if she's gay, but she's running with that gay shit for real. And she is winning. Rap music? Nah, it ain't no...
Different.
Everybody got somebody gay in their house, in their family. I'm not saying in their same house, but in their family, somebody got somebody gay. So I think it's 2011 going on 2012.
All right, hold on, man. You talking over the clip. All right, you Peppy then got riled up, y'all. Yeah, so there you go, bro. This was way back in 2011, and this is an interview with, I ain't even going to say his name. You know his voice. We don't need to say his name. But he's telling the truth. He's telling the secrets of what's going on hip hop. He said the dudes who run the magazines is gay. The damn dudes at the radio shows is gay.
It's
so they just know what's in the whole entertainment business.
It's like this. Let somebody tell them they talent ain't enough. And they was willing to, you know, break you know, their moral code. For like saying the joint joker dude, they got away from women for years upon years. They break mentally weak. They doing it for money and status and position and all that. But you still gotta live with yourself. So they don't care. I mean, and they be secretive about some, be public. Some start secretive and then end up going public.
Real okay.
And some ain't gonna never go public because they trying to hold on to something. And that they don't want a reason why they don't want nobody to know.
They know that
but
that's
they
what
act
they are.
Like they don't nobody know. Like we just dumb. They're watching the world, watching everything. You sitting there on TV, bigging up transgender kids and all that. We know you a fag too.
Right.
I don't care who you are. You a fag. If you bigging up of our culture, this is gonna help our babies, our future babies, the kids we gotta raise up after, you know, under them. A little boy got, you gonna have my little boy thinking okay to get his joint cut off. You want to publicize it on TV because if your 12-year-old, you fool.
Right.
That's your foolish. You won't be a fool.
Exactly.
I don't know what they taught religiously before. I don't know how nobody logically can say they're going to stand in front of their creator talking about they done got their baby joint cut off in front of your creator. You're going to tell him that, huh?
For money and
look,
fame.
How that look? How that's going to look? You think you got some action coming, something good coming for yourself. Does that sound like you got some good action coming sitting for your creator saying you didn't let your daughter start acting like a boy and mimic a boy? You let your son mimic a girl. And this is you allowed it because you don't think your creator going to ask you what you allowed of your kids if you... You knew about them and raised them. You know what I mean?
Obviously, like they said, they didn't sold
they
their soul.
They say the son can't get tens of father, but the father show tens of son.
True.
Get it?
I get it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey. So, see, man, I used to say the product of hip hop, but I no longer claim hip hop. I can't do it no more, bro. I can't claim hip hop no more because hip hop has been hijacked.
Being alone, it was
Ben,
you know what?
Long time ago.
It was hijacked probably from the gate.
From the gate.
As soon as it's like this, if the wealth is over here, here go the broke. Finding a way to try to get to wealth, doing coming up with all kind of creative things, what's available, procreating and originating, you know, trying to originate things from, it's still a procreation because they had to use something that existed already. So doing things to come up, you know, and like, because look at rap. Look at how much money, how big, it's the biggest genre of music and it overtook.
Everything.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we already know it's you know, for some kids, you know, I ain't gonna say they was kids, but young members of our tribe, young adults, took some and did.
So,
you know what I mean?
So check this out. Could you, this is me and my crazy thought pattern. I see this, like, give you a perfect example, like the little rapper, little Nas X dude. He came out claiming that he's not gay, right? Right? Okay. But somebody comes to you one day, you struggling, you hungry, you out in the streets, you homeless, and then somebody found you got talent. So they bring you to the office and say, listen, we're going to feed you, home, give you a home, make you a rich, wealthy man. But for what we need to do is for you to come out and pretend to be a gay rapper.
Yeah, you a gay rapper if you do.
but then the guy goes, but I'm not gay. But then they says, but you're homeless and you're hungry, and does those type of people get a pass because they did that to survive?
No, you could do something because you remember. That's why you gotta have, you know, faith in your creator that he gonna bring you something better than that. You know what I'm saying?
Because
you know what I'm saying.
And the reason why I'm asking this question like this is because there's people that's just like back in the dope gang years or whatever, where there's people like, there are some people who had been in the dope game because they couldn't survive. And then all of a sudden there was a way to make a living, that right or wrong.
True.
Right. And then there's some people go, oh, selling drugs was an immoral act.
It's an immoral, immoral to it.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's some things can be done ethically in it. Not saying that it's ethical. I'm saying you ain't got to pour gas on the fire. Like, in the drugs, everything's consensual in drug sales. The violence is people acting out. But if there was no violence, the only problem would be the substance that is the harm, if it's harming people. This, that, and the other.
Okay.
I'm saying? That's what we'll boil it down to.
That's what we'll boil it down to. So think about this. In the rap world, hip-hop world, all the gatekeepers are on the gay agenda. We already know that. It's out there. It's been out there. It's what it is. And they're saying only jobs available for rappers, actors, actresses, whatever, is gay roles.
Available? Why are they? That's what I'm saying.
Because they're the gatekeepers.
Like, no, it ain't. But how can they keep a gate? They ain't got a gate big enough to keep you from figuring that out. What they doing? Like they doing something that can't nobody else do. You can't go put your own movie out, your own.
Some people believe that they can't. Some people believe that and I'm not defending it. What I'm trying to say is,
put their own self out. Master P put his own self out. About it. Yeah, I like about it. Didn't you? Did you go see about it?
Yeah.
I liked it to be a young brother trying to make it. It was cool.
We talking about the ones who got the weak mentality, bro.
I know that.
That could be. That could be.
Get them no. That's them.
Do they get a pass? That's the question.
No, they get no pass. That's why we separate. We ain't doing the civil rights thing. We're doing for self part of it, separating from the fags, separating from the senseless killers and You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's going to be continuing. I think they're going to keep killing till they get to our kids. We're going to separate. Then we'll know who our how we going to know who our enemy is. We got all them up under us. They gay. They willing to, you gay, willing to sleep with your saints, that you'll do all anything else over that. What's over that? Worse than that, but killing. In your, I mean, I don't know what's worse than that. That and killing.
Well, and see, so with me, I think sometimes killing is necessary, though.
I know it. I'm just killing saying. Unjustly.
Okay, unjust killing. Yeah.
Killing unjust. Hey, you're right. There's just times to kill.
Okay.
I agree
with
that.
I'll be clear on that.
No, I'm clear on you with that.
Okay.
I'm saying killing unjustly and homeless sleeping with your same sex. What's that's in the same
because
room,
to me,
major
I'm going to tell you like this.
Situation.
To me, it's an abomination. I believe that it's against the natural order of what God has created. If, you know,
I'm about to say, who
it is the family.
Like, it is the family, bro. Anything that ends your family
is wrong.
When you ever say something that ends the family?
Right. It's like a cancer.
It ends your family.
It
man.
Ends your family
It
structure.
Ends the legacy. It's over.
It's a wrap.
If you created only one on the day of judgment, going to end
and
the
nothing
world.
You can do is say it's
so
over.
Why are you human trying to, you know, do your part in ending it? You ain't supposed to do your part in it. You're supposed to try to live.
So once again, is it possible that some of these rappers are coming out and going, listen, I'm only here for me, but I'm not really gay.
You ain't coming back like a dude in the joint. Only thing gonna save him in Islam is you take that shahada, boy. You better not never see us. See, we better not never see you on nowhere near that behavior ever again.
Ever again.
That's in prison.
Yeah.
That's where environment you can see what's, you know what I mean?
Right.
But far as when I was a non-Muslim,
right,
and I seen homeboys go start messing with boys, and they tried to come back and hang. No, you ain't coming back over here.
No,
you ain't coming back over here. You can't come back over here.
So
I'd have had to tell dudes that.
So the rapper, the actor that's in the film that played that role, they can't come to the film reunion no more.
I'm not mine. If I get to pick the invite the guest,
right,
it ain't gonna be no active that I would like to know that are active, and
right,
the damn show gonna keep it from me,
right?
Because I mean, if it ain't my family or somebody that I'm one of my loved family members that I got to try to
right
overlook their ignorance that they done, you know, did or something. You see what I'm saying?
To me, that's
look. The males though, them is the females though.
Okay,
I'm a male, so I can tolerate my. I ain't saying tolerated to deal with it, tolerated to like try to help them come back. But the men, they gone. You gone. You do that, you're
right.
Gone. That's
right.
One time you're gone. One time you're gone. It's over.
Yeah. It's a wrap.
You know what I mean, for real, it's over. Ain't no, we ain't even on the same team.
To me,
none of that.
To me personally,
you hang with them and you ain't gay. You over there with them.
Right.
All that, ain't none of that.
Even though they say, oh, I was just acting. Yo, cuz, I was just acting, bro.
You ain't thinking about. You ain't thinking about like, dang, you got to have milk, you have kids.
You got children, right.
Yeah, some stuff ain't.
Like, they're going to see that role when daddy played the fag.
Why are we even publicizing same-sex sex and same-sex relate? Why are we? Where, whose idea was that? The people?
Theirs. Mainstream.
We got to separate.
We are separated. We talking about them over here. We are. Y'all are separated. We're separated, y'all. Y'all are on food with it.
We got to content create. We got to come up.
Yeah, but all of our content creators will not be playing. We don't play
because,
that.
You know, what I mean by that is that's the thing.
What?
They over there got to, for any content, you go, they over there watching, maybe not watching for that, but they're going to end up seeing that because it's on the commercial. It's on this just because of the show that they got that on, and they still putting it over there. So you got to get them a whole other option. They ain't even got no other option.
Well, they got an option to hear a Yizer.
That's what I'm saying.
We're not doing none of that over here.
No.
At all.
I know. We got to give them an option.
No, they get no option.
No, I'm saying they don't have nowhere. The people that don't want to see that.
Come over here to Yizer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The ones that's over there that's still going through the channels that don't want to see that.
Right.
And still want to watch TV.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? We got to come up with an alternative.
It's called Yizer.
The same level they on, we
got to
have.
It's called Yizer.
Right.
They need to be over here with us. Exactly. Period, point blank. On that note, we're going to take a break. You listen to the Peppy and Snap radio show. We're no longer the Peppy and Snap podcast. We are a radio show, and we got a TV version. Tonight, every Thursday, inshallah, we will be doing our show from between 7 or 8 and 9 or 10.
It could be either of them.
But we're going to get it in. And if you want to see the TV version, you can watch the TV version on the Yizer Raw TV channel on YizerTV.com starting at noon tomorrow. So this episode tonight that's live, you guys can see the TV version of it tomorrow on YizerTV.com on the Yizer Raw radio station. We take a break and we'll be back in a second.
Our dream alive is making it out the street live. We passing through this life like it's a green light. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
We ain't the feds, what does that mean? Ain't taking no prisoners. Come to the pad, what is it we have? Them bullies, this isn't her. You still with us, if you just like us, you know ain't no prison her. We training to go, you think this ain't slow, you get your feelings hurt. You must have forgot, before all of this, all we ever did was dirt. We changed for a lot, but for a lot, we put in quicker work. You met a real dude, you wasn't real too, the reason it didn't work. Had you kept it 100 with us, you would be over where we were. Now you trapped in the streets, the rest of the life, while we in the cinema. You got a red jacket, we got a black bus, it feels better than killing ya. They asked me why I left you alive to put you in a hearse. I told them it's cause I'm a Muslim and stunned right in front of them, hurts even worse. Went out like a bra, turned in your car, should carry your purse. I had the same choice, but I'd rather die than put on a skirt. You government witness, I witnessed the government put you to work. You wearing a wire, I wearing a powder I built on a shirt.
Our dream alive is making it out the street live. We passing through this life like it's a green light. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Me and the homies been to the pen, we swear we ain't going back. But we ain't doing no tellers, we'll let you fill in the blank for that. If feds is listening in for me, they know this shit ain't a rap. As long as they killing like this in my city, they give me the right to carry a strap. So what, I'm a felon, I can't protect family, I ain't going for that. I'ma protect them, whoever don't like it, I even got some for that. I know the truth, so keep it moving, what is the meaning for that? Come over here, tryna be bullied, we in the bullying back. Graduated the streets with honors, die for giving them back. What does that mean? You see me dead, the city feds making me crack. As a matter of fact, the homie got the type of the keys for that. That's why we retract and show you our back, save us from having you whack. Legitimate millions headed to billions, we would be ignorant for that. Instead of regret, build a close-knit circle and keep it intact. We trace you back to your roots for proof you could be a rat. Though me and my dogs is out of the streets, you still ain't our type of cat.
Our dream alive is making it out the street live. We passing through this life like it's a green light. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Last when I leave, we send you away, you real, you're still enough. The secret to getting some millions with us is keeping it real with us. You faking and thinking ain't showing food, you know the difference is. We know how I feel, to be in a jail, thinking like Venice is. Cause we refuse to watch only starve, they call us menaces. Our justice is done in the street cause it won't be known when they sentence us. Matter of fact, when they sentence us, have every intention of ending us. So my intention is hold the proceedings before I ever get in the cuff. Cause they'll kill you out in the cuff. Lying say he wasn't giving up. Their definition of giving up is let them do all that they want to us. No matter how peaceful, it's not enough. The last one was too, still shot him up. So why even try? I might as well shoot. Cause he gon' lie, say that I had a gun. So what is the difference to having one when you still gon' kill me for having none? I might as well have it and play it by ear in case you the type that I pull it on. Cause if you the type that I pull it on.